He always delivers on his promises. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode of the Sunday Smash edition titled Lean on His Promises. He always delivers on his promises, as he did with Abraham. Just lean on to his promises and you will reap the rewards of leaning to his promises. God never ever fails to deliver. He always delivers. All we have to do is just to lean on his promises. Luke 1 verse 37 says, God is able to enable the unable. I go again. God is able to enable the unable. That's God. God of many wonders, full of kindness. He delivers his promises. Go to the Bible. Look through each and every promise which he said, and in all of those promises he fulfilled them. Abraham, the father of the nation, he was first told that Sarah could not have a child, and God kept it like that. But God, because he knows is amazing, he knows what he does, he knows his work, he came back upon knowing that Sarah's age has passed, and God said to Abraham and Sarah, you are going to be able to have a child, Sarah. Just like he did with Zachariah and Elizabeth, where he promises, he will fulfill those promises. He knows the time and how you will fulfill your promises. Just lean on what he promises you. Because you can plan as a person, you can plan and do everything. But as Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, with your heart you can plan, or you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there and take heart. That's how he does it. But always, whatever you plan to do in life, always try to make sure you align it to what God wants to do for you in his life. In his time, not in his life, in your life. Because God will fulfill each and every promise which he promised each and every one of us. Just remember what Luke 1 verse 37 says. God is able to enable the unable. That's how God is. Let us look in our own lives and in our own general. God will give us what he promises. He will deliver us to the promised land. He will provide us with whatever he promised us. When I speak about the promised land, we need to remember that he told the children of Israel that I will take you out. He took them out of Egypt. He promised them that they will arrive at a promised land. They walked a long distance, being led by Moses. Yet along that journey, they complained, they argued. They did all of those things, making the journey to be tough upon Moses. But what did God do? They asked everything. They complained. They did everything. God provided everything which they were crying about along that journey. Still on that journey, took them and they arrived where he promised them. But remember, in that group, it was not all of them who were going to arrive in the promised land of Canaan. Moses didn't make it. When they saw Moses remaining behind and not joining them in the mountain of Sinai mountain, they cried foul. They complained. Instead of keeping their journey and moving along, that was Moses' journey. That was his life. That was his purpose, to go and fulfill God's promise of taking those children of Israel out of Egypt, not arriving with them to Egypt, taking them out and making them to be few steps closer to the promised land. That was the lifespan of Moses. Because remember, God promised Moses what he promised during his lifetime, and he gave him everything. When God told Moses, when he was at that mountain of Sinai, when he stood up there on top of the mountain, and then God showed Moses, you see along those lines there, that's the promised land where I will be taking them. But your journey, Moses, ends here. You are not going to go with them. Yours ends here. He didn't complain. He didn't cry foul and say, God, I want to also go and see the promised land. He didn't. But those who left behind, who the promise was for them, they started to cry foul and started to do all sorts of things which they didn't have to do, because they were still continuing with the journey. But they threw the tantrums and everything at God, not understanding that the journey for Moses had to end there, and they continue. Moses was just to take them out and get them closer to the promised land. The promised land which not Moses promised them, but which God promised them. So that's the problem. It was not Moses who they were crying foul for, who promised them to take, who was promising them to get them to the land of Canaan. It was God. They misread the situation. They assumed that they couldn't arrive since their leader, who was Moses, never came down from the mountain. They assumed that the promise God which made to them was never going to be fulfilled. But he did that. He pushed them. They arrived there. Because Psalm 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path. Moses, he was a righteous man. He did what he was promised. He took them out. God blessed each and every step, blessed the path of him taking them out there until to the end of his journey. Because from everything God will promise you, he said it in Jeremiah, the most famous verse each and everyone loves the most, that I have plans for you, plans which will not lead you, which will not throw you anywhere, which will give you proper life. He has the plans, and some of us can plan, but what he promises, and by the time he delivers, those plans, his promises are always better than whatever we assume we wanted for ourselves. Because the Romans 4 verse 18 to 22 says, even if when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept believing that he would become the father of the nations, of many nations, for God has said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And Abraham's faith didn't weaken. Even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb, Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought God the glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as a righteousness, a right man who God loved. Remember, we all came to life via a purpose. God will give us what he has promised us. He will not fail each and every one of you. We are all his children. Whether you believe in him or not, he has a promise for you. And his promise, whether we like it or not, whether people hate you or not, he will fulfill that promise to you. Or I should say promises. Because God is not one who's going to just give you one promise. Yours as a person is just to lean on his promise. Have faith in him. Be like Abraham. Let your faith keep on growing. Trust him. And always know that God is able to do whatever he promises. And by this, by you just providing faith to God, you are able to make God happy. You are able to prove to God that you believe in him, even when the light doesn't dwell, even if you are going through the valley of darkness. He's going to deliver your promises. But here is our key concern, our key problem as people. Just like the children of Israel, the people of Israel, when they saw that Moses never came back from Mount Sinai, we tend to have their actions, their behavior as people. That behavior which I'm talking about is that one of crying foul. When they saw he never came back, they cried foul, they rolled there, they were angry instead of continuing with their journey. Our behavior is that. I don't know if we read the Bible and we believe what we are reading, or we just believe we read the Bible for just that time when we're reading it. Because in the book of Isaiah, it says that when the time is right, I, the Lord, shall provide. Each and everyone knows that verse, that by that what it say, that part which I just stated from Isaiah, and that part which I said from Jeremiah. But at the same time, we read those words, we know those words. But yet we rush the time. We want to have our own plans on top of what God is planning for us. We want him to rush. But you go and read that Isaiah, and you read it. Now when there's even WhatsApp there, you will find people all over social media, you'll find people posting those words that when the time is right, I, the Lord, shall provide. But yet, as the same very people read those words, I don't know if we read them just for fun, or in reverse, or we don't know the meaning of those words, because we are the same very person, people, who will complain and cry foul and say, the Lord doesn't see me. The Lord promised me that he's going to give me a better life. The Lord promised me 1, 2, 3. The Lord said, I would have 5, 4, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or the Lord wants to, the Lord said this to me and the Lord said that to me. How do we read and interpret the Bible if we're failing to lean on his promises? Because this journey you're going, all he's asking, he's not asking for you to help him. The Lord never said anyone should come and help him. No, that God doesn't need help. He never came and said anyone should help him. He never asked for anyone to provide assistance. He didn't bring, when he brought you into this life, he didn't ask anyone for his for assistance. He brought you all alone according to his plan. He didn't need assistance when he was bringing Jesus Christ to this world to come and die for us. So, the only thing which he needs from us is just one thing. Faith only. It doesn't go, he doesn't want you to go when you got your gift or everything. He doesn't want you to go and or take a car and say you bought this fancy big car and you say you bought it for the Lord. It's for you to, that's what they promised you. That's yours. Just always remember that to lean on his promises. Give him the faith. Always remember he is able. He never wanted anyone to help him. He knows you better than anyone in this world. He knows you even better than the partner, which you say he know that partner knows you than anyone. But the Lord knows you 100 times better. So he doesn't need help. He just needs you to provide and put your faith on him. Walk the road which you must be walking. Don't be like the children of Israel when they were arrived, when they arrived upon the promised land. They started to be rebellious. How will the Lord even give you more promises? How will he fulfill all his promises if you turn and you start to be rebellious instead of continuing on your path of being humbled? Don't turn into King Saul, who was humble at the beginning and at the end became arrogant. Keep before the way you are when you stick and you are leaning on his promises, the way you are, that relationship you hold with him, let it remain the same. Don't change it when he gives you everything and start to assume now you know better. That's our problem. That's when he doesn't rush in giving us things. Sometimes the reason that he doesn't rush on giving us things, he might give you, though, he might fulfill his promises to you right now at this get-go. And you might not even live to enjoy those promises. It's not each and everyone in this person who loves you. They will give you those gifts right now, the time when you want it to be handed out to you, without you going back to the words which each and every person loves, that when the time is right, I, the Lord, shall provide. He knows before when he gives to you, wants to see the faith in you. When he wants to give them to you, he wants to see if you're humble enough. When he gives to you, he wants to make sure that you will live, you will be able to enjoy what he has given you, to prosper in life. Why not? You just have to do one thing. Lean onto his promises. Believe in him. He will take you from A to B, fulfilling each and every promise which he told you when you are still at point A. When you arrive at B, there are going to be new promises which will come. At your point from moving to B to C, he's going to put some more promises. God never fails. We are the ones who make him to seem like he fails with our own actions. God doesn't take. We are the ones who forget how we should live with those things. Instead of me being humbled when I receive my promises, I turn into someone who's arrogant and cocky and sees himself above everyone. I'm the one who's wavering all those promises which he has for me. I will be on the opposite road with the father of the nations, Abraham. He never wavered. Abraham went through a lot in his journey, but he kept steadfast and remained in his lane with God. So keep your lane to God and always remain faithful to him. Just lean on his promises. Doesn't require a lot of things. Lean on his promises. Have faith on him. In him. And that's it. I'm JB State. Never be too short to express yourself. Thank you.